Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It's a new month. It is Monday, April 1st. And we'll take a look at our full weather forecast coming up. We do have some things to note in the forecast coming up today. Currently in Wichita, we have a gusty wind out of the south, some scattered light rain in the area. It is 66 degrees, and we will be looking at a shakeup at the top of the Boeing.
I'm Rodney Price. The KBI arrests a former Kansas deputy for child sex crimes. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. No April Fools. We have a threat of strong to severe thunderstorms later on this afternoon and early this evening. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Boeing announcing its CEO, Dave Calhoun, stepping down from his position at the end of the year, and an overhaul for the Boeing management team. Now, this all follows a number of recent incidents involving Boeing planes, most notable being a door plug blowing off a 737 MAX 9 plane back in January. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined CBS's Face the Nation, says the moves are a step in the right direction, but he says Boeing needs a change in culture.
Whoever takes these new leadership positions and everybody else at Boeing, especially those senior leaders who are accountable for the planes that Boeing produces and the work that company does, they need to demonstrate that they put safety first.
And Boeing replaced the head of its 737 MAX program earlier this year. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested a former Kansas sheriff's deputy for child sex crimes, this following a missing persons case from Hayes.
KBI agents arrested 24-year-old Michael Tennyson of Iola at the Allen County Sheriff's Office Friday night on account of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. On Friday afternoon, the Hayes Police Department requested KBI assistance to help locate a 15-year-old runaway missing since March 22nd. Hayes police believe the teen was with Tennyson in Iola. The Allen County Sheriff's Office quickly located the juvenile at Tennyson's residence and placed her into protective custody. KBI agents gathered evidence and interviewed the parties involved. Tennyson was booked into the Allen County Jail, but he will be housed at the Bourbon County Jail. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A third lawsuit has been filed over the police raid on the office of the Marion County Record in Kansas. The paper reporting that its office manager filed the federal lawsuit, alleging that the warrants used for the raid were based on false statements and police officers exceeded the scope of those warrants. Additional lawsuits are expected to be filed in the near future. Israel's prime minister recovering after a hernia surgery.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hernia was discovered during a routine checkup on Saturday. On Sunday evening, he went under the knife. We're told the operation was successful and the 74-year-old is conscious and has been talking to his family. Jerusalem's Hadassah Medical Center didn't say how long the Israeli leader's recovery is likely to take. While Netanyahu was under general anesthetic, Justice Minister Yariv Levin stood in as acting prime minister. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
One town is combating homelessness with tiny homes and other housing. So far, 75% success rate in McPherson. McPherson Housing Coalition built 10 tiny homes entirely with community donations. City providing some sewer and infrastructure support, but now the group is expanding, hoping to help even more families experiencing homelessness. This kind of shelter does allow families to be together, and it sometimes is more effective than a traditional emergency shelter. More spring snow expected for millions of Americans.
We've got a significant storm bringing many weather hazards over the next few days for millions of folks, starting with strong to severe weather impacting the Southern Plains, the Mississippi Valley, up into the Ohio and Tennessee River valleys through Tuesday. That includes the risk for tornadoes and flooding rainfall. A late season snowstorm is developing with strong winds and blizzard conditions from the Four Corners to the Great Lakes. Rain and snow will then spread over the Northeast Tuesday and Wednesday, with heavy snow possible for some areas that will potentially cause major travel issues. Stay tuned to your local forecasts and foxweather.com for the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Another Easter with Pope Francis. And how about that big lottery jackpot out there? What's its situation? We'll tell you more. And, of course, we'll have our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. We'll check in with meteorologist Ronnell Williams coming up shortly as well. KNSS News Time, 7:05. 7:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Pope Francis delivering Easter Mass yesterday after skipping Good Friday.
87-year-old Pope Francis has been battling episodes of bronchitis and the flu over the past few months, but he appeared happy, healthy, and in good spirits. He delivered his Easter message from St. Peter's Basilica after morning mass. Thousands gathered to hear from him. He prayed for everyone and addressed the victims in conflicts worldwide.
Let us not forget Syria, which for 14 years has suffered from the effects of a long and devastating war. So many deaths and disappearances, so much poverty and destruction.
Pope Francis also addressed the ongoing violence in Haiti, praying for the Lord to help people there as they fight to survive hunger and violence.
That's Fox's Christina Coleman with that report. Another big lottery jackpot. Up for grabs.
There were no winners in Saturday night's $935 million Powerball jackpot. The winning numbers, 12, 13, 33, 50, and 52. The Powerball number was 23. The jackpot now grows to $975 million with a $471.1 million cash value. The next drawing is on Monday. Earlier this week, a single winning ticket for Mega Millions was worth $1.1 billion. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning, the traffic volumes are starting to pick up. You'll want to watch out for that northbound I-135 right around 21st Street. We've got a stalled out vehicle there. Could be slowing things down. Lots of traffic in that area. Usually this time of morning, things running at speed right now, though. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Here he is, meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Oh, perfect. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You know, as expected, we wrapped up the weekend with Easter Sunday weather being pretty nice out there. It was just, you know, a bit on the gusty side, but at least it was pretty warm out there. And overall, you know, conditions just kind of holding up for a lot of us enjoyed the holiday. Now, when it comes to the start of the new week, as well as getting into the month of April, we'll need to make sure that we stay weather aware, as there's going to be a few showers and thunderstorms around later on today, and one or two of those closer to Wichita could be strong to severe. All forms of severe weather are on the table as well. So we need to make sure that we have more than one way to receive those warnings and weather alerts. We're pretty dry right now, but then we'll go up to a 30% chance of showers and storms later on this afternoon as we head into the evening. Skies are going to stay mostly cloudy. Still going to be warm as we're on the warm side of this system with a high of 75 degrees expected. There's going to be some breezy conditions over the next couple of days as well. We'll jump up to a 60% chance of showers and storms later on tonight. Low of 38 degrees, chilly, but staying above that freezing mark. And then there's a small chance for having a few lingering leftover rain showers into the first half of our Tuesday. But by the time we head into our Tuesday afternoon, clouds will start to break and any rain going to completely wrap up from there. The rest of the work and school week going to be dry with fair skies. Tuesday going to be cooler after this system clears the area with a high of 57 degrees and then warming up through the rest of the work and school week. 61 on Wednesday, 64 Thursday, right back up into the middle 70s, warm come Friday. Now, over this upcoming weekend, still going to be warm in the middle 70s. There could be another system that swings through, leading to a 10% chance of showers and storms. So chances are low for now, but something that we'll be keeping an eye on. Right now, we're at 66 degrees with cloudy skies, a south breeze at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 23.
Yeah, this is one of those days when we got to keep an eye on what's going on.
Yeah, keep an eye to the sky. And, you know, again, can't stress enough how important it is to make sure that we have, you know, not just one way, but at least two ways of receiving those warnings and weather alerts, just in case.
Ronnell, how did Easter go for you this weekend?
Oh, you know, of course, it was a pretty normal Easter Sunday. You know, just attended church service and, you know, had a nice meal afterwards, you know, just like a lot of other people. But I assume you and Jed also had a pretty nice Easter Sunday as well.
Oh, I think we did, and I think, yeah, a little food and camaraderie is all you could ask for.
Yep. Now it's back to reality when it comes to Monday coming around again.
That's right, but I do have a chocolate bunny to gnaw on to get me through the week. Ronnell,
I'm jealous.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
That's the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams here on this Monday with looks like maybe some rain and storms in the forecast. So we'll keep an eye on how things are going as the day goes along.
I guess that raises a question for me, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Is a rabbit's foot still lucky if it's a chocolate one?
In my opinion, yep.
Okay.
Because it's going into my tummy.
Well, then...
Lucky for me.
Lucky you got a chocolate rabbit's foot. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
It of course, we were talking just now with Ronnell about a possible rain today. Well, it was raining in Detroit, too. Raining marshmallows. Marshmallows. A helicopter dropping thousands of the gooey sweet treats onto a park in the Southfield, Michigan. The annual Great Marshmallow Drop.
Oh.
Hundreds of kiddos were waving and cheering as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Then once there, a passenger dumped the treats out of a sack onto the grass below as the kiddies ran to snatch them up. Officials stressing that the fluffy sweet treats are not for eating. Well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the point. The kids exchanged the marshmallows they collected for a prize bag containing candy, a coloring book, and a one-day pass at a water park.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was used as a form of currency.
I guess.
There's no way the kids didn't eat those. Of course they're picking them up and eating them.
One thing to say about that, though. Do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants right there. Yeah.
There you go. That's what's going on in suburban Detroit. The big marshmallow drop. Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin loved pulling pranks. So much so, they began rolling outlandish ideas every April Fool's Day, not long after starting their company more than a quarter century ago. Jokes so consistently over the top, people obviously learned to laugh them off. Another example of just a little bit of Google mischief on April 1st.
All right.
And that's how Google decided to unveil something no one would believe was possible. 20 years ago, on this day, on April Fool's Day, something called Gmail, a free service boasting 1 gigabyte of storage per account. 250 to 500 times more the capacity offered by other webmail services. Is it a joke? No. Everybody's got it now.
Yeah. Oh,
Gmail revolutionized email while also launching Google's expansion beyond just search. Yeah, that's what we've got here at our company.
and so do thousands of other companies.
Oh, yeah.
Using the Google, the Gmail, which is today celebrating its 20th anniversary of existence. How about that?
They decided to open it on April Fool's Day, but it was no joke.
Yeah. Harvard University says it has removed human skin from the binding of a 19th century book about the afterlife. It's been in the Harvard collection since the 1930s. This comes after a review found ethical concerns with the book's origin and history. The book is called De Destine de l'âme, meaning Destinies of the Soul. It was written in the early 1880s. Harvard says the printed text was given to a doctor who, quote, bound the book with skin he took without consent from the body of a deceased female patient in a hospital where he worked.
Exactly.
Yeah. The skin is in a secured storage now at the library, which is researching this doctor and the patient. Harvard also working with French authorities to determine if a final respectful disposition is possible for this skin that was in the binding of a book in the Harvard collection. There you go.
Yikes. Mm.
It is 7:17 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And let's check in and see what's going on in sports. Let's check in with JUCO women's basketball. The final day today of the 49th annual National JUCO Tournament. It's being played in Casper, Wyoming this year. It's the national championship game tonight. Number one ranked, undefeated, Hutchinson Community College taking on the defending national champions, number three, Northwest Florida State. Whoa. Northwest Florida with a record of 30-3. The Lady Blue Dragons of Hutchinson undefeated at 36-0. The winner wins the national championship. The Hutchinson women have never won a national championship. They've been to the title game three times, but they've fallen short. Here they are for a fourth try in the last 13 years. We'll see if they can complete a national championship and an undefeated season tonight. The national championship game, Hutchinson versus Northwest Florida State. And that will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight, and it's nationally televised on ESPNU. How about that? Some strange news out of Dallas in football. The Dallas police are looking for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. There was a car accident Saturday evening in Dallas. It involved multiple vehicles, and at one point, police called it a major accident. One of the vehicles involved was a car that was either owned or leased, or registered at least, or leased to Rashee Rice. Don't know if he was involved, though, or if he was there. Police are looking for him in any event to try to get to the bottom of this case. I'm sure more will list on develop throughout the day. It is Monday, so that means it's the weekly edition of the Wichita State Coaches Shows for baseball and softball. We'll start out with the WSU Brian Green baseball show at 6 o'clock. Of course, the baseball team coming off a three-game sweep over Rice on the weekend. Hey, the Shocker baseball team is in first place atop the American Conference. And then after that, it's the WSU Christy Breadbender softball show at 7 o'clock tonight. Both of those are live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And then after the coaches' shows at 8 o'clock tonight, we will join the Kansas City Royals game in progress. Road opener for the Royals as they are on the road in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. You can listen to that, the Royals, at 8 o'clock after the coaches' shows over on KFH tonight. Speaking of the Royals, they lost a couple of games, a couple of lopsided losses to begin the season. Couldn't get the offense going. Now they finally got the offense going yesterday. An 11-0 win over the Minnesota Twins. Nice to have some offensive support for the starting pitcher, Brady Singer. He went seven innings, only gave up three hits, no runs, 10 strikeouts. 13,000 fans were at the game on Easter Sunday. Beautiful day at Kauffman Stadium. Some other highlights, Salvador Perez drove in four of the 11 runs, including a three-run home run. And Bobby Witt Jr. had a home run, a triple, and a single on the day. So the Royals do get the win, avoid the sweep, and hit five home runs along the way. So the Royals got their first win of the season, like we said, at Baltimore tonight in the road opener. Let's take a look at pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Philadelphia 76ers went on the road in Toronto, beat the Raptors 135-120. Starting at guard for the 76ers, former Kansas Jayhawk, Kelly Oubre, he went off. Season high, 32 points, 7 rebounds. Wow. As Oubre had a big, big game. He made 6 three-pointers, too. Buddy Hield, who went to Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. Buddy Hield had 13 points. And also coming off the bench for the 76ers, the rookie out of Wichita State, Ricky Council. He's got a little bit of playing time there in that game. The 76ers snap a 3-game losing streak with that win. They are in the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference. Another game, the Golden State Warriors win on the road in San Antonio, beat the Spurs 117-113. Starting at forward for the Warriors, former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins had 5 rebounds and 4 points. As the Warriors win their 4th in a row, Golden State has a 2-game lead for a play-in spot with 8 games to go here in the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is 7:22 with Steve and Ted. We will have a traffic and weather update. And experts, health experts, are offering a tip to improve your sleep quality. That is the House Call for Help. And that will be coming up next here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's a new month, new week. It's Monday, April the 1st. And currently we do have a bit of a gusty wind out of the south, 66 degrees, some scattered light rain in the area. Our full weather forecast is on the way. The Walmart in Derby was evacuated Friday night after a bomb threat. Someone called it in before 10 o'clock Friday night, reporting a bomb in the building, 2000 block of Nelson Drive. Store management evacuated the building as Derby emergency crews arrived on the scene. A majority of Americans disapprove of Israel's military actions in the Gaza Strip in a pronounced shift from just a few months ago in November. That's according to a new poll from Gallup.
In a survey conducted from March 1st to the 20th, 55% of U.S. adults said they disapproved of Israel's military actions, a jump of 10 percentage points from 4 months earlier, Gallup found. The Wichita Eagle reports that the American approval of Israel's conduct in the war dropped by an even starker margin from 50% in November, a month after the war began, to 36% in March. While the proportion of Americans who said they had no opinion on the subject rose slightly to 9% from 4%. Dakota Baker, KNSS News.
A salon in Winfield burned beyond repair in a fire earlier last month is now reopening in a new location, despite losing nearly everything in that fire. Dreamcatcher's Salon is back in Winfield. It's now called the Phoenix Rising Salon. It's taken weeks of teamwork, plenty of help from the community to get the new home open. As a transformation began the day after the fire, when a landlord with an empty unit reached out, suggesting a new location. Police in Nashville are looking for a man who shot and killed another man and injured multiple others at a restaurant during an Easter Sunday brunch.
Metro police saying the gunman, 46-year-old Anton Rucker, fired multiple shots. Police say the argument may have been over something as simple as one person invading another's space. One neighbor says she was on her porch when she saw people inside the restaurant rush out, screaming and running. She says Roasted is always packed, many victims suffering trauma on a holiday. Metro police say Rucker was the only one to shoot, and some people were even trying to stop him. We've learned the victim is 33-year-old Alan Beacom.
And that's Peyton Muse with that report of Fox TV affiliate WZTV in Nashville. Some airline passengers say they're apprehensive about traveling in Boeing jetliners following a series of flight problems the past few months. Should you be worried about flying? Travelers have voiced their safety concerns in news interviews and on social media platforms like TikTok. Several users posting videos using the caption, "If it's Boeing, I'm not going." The American plane maker has been under intense pressure since early January when a panel blew off a brand new Alaska Airlines 737 MAX mid-flight over Oregon, spotlighting a torrent of manufacturing issues that have piled up for Boeing during the years, including a couple of devastating crashes that also involved MAX jets, one in Indonesia 6 years ago, the other in Ethiopia the following year. Police in McPherson say a 41-year-old man was shot a 41-year-old man shot a home intruder yesterday at 3:30 in the morning, 400 block of East Avenue A in McPherson. The man says he heard someone trying to get into his home. Suspect tried to enter. The homeowner fired once, hitting the suspect in the stomach. The suspect was taken to Hutchinson Regional Hospital. Serious injuries, but is expected to survive. A war-torn region in the Middle East celebrates Easter.
Christians in the Holy Land are cautiously celebrating Easter this weekend as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. In Jerusalem, worshipers marched slowly along the Via Della Rosa, where it's believed Jesus carried the cross to his crucifixion. The faithful carried wooden crosses high on their shoulders and sang hymns. Many Palestinian Christians who are usually granted access to the Old City have been barred from the walking this year.
And that's Fox's Chanley Painter with that story. A new report detailing an embarrassing problem connected to Air Force One.
That report has nothing to do with mechanics or safety. It's petty theft allegedly perpetrated by members of the White House press corps. Politico.com's West Wing Playbook reporting that so many White House correspondents are trying to sneak themselves souvenirs like engraved Air Force One whiskey tumblers and wine glasses that White House Correspondents Association President and NBC correspondent Kelly O'Donnell recently emailed members of the press corps telling them to knock it off. A White House official telling Politico they're not trying to embarrass reporters, but they do want the thefts to stop. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
7:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at our weather forecast here as we open up the month. Here's meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is going to be cloudy, breezy, warm today. In fact, we'll reach 75 for the high later on this afternoon. We're watching for the threat of strong to severe thunderstorms. The highest risk will be to our south and east, but some of these storms will be nearby. Then rain off and on overnight to our low 38. Showers early Tuesday, then breezy, cooler, and 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a bit of a gusty wind out of the south, some scattered light rain in the area. It is 66 degrees as we are looking for a forecast high today, 75 before the stormy possibilities get here and turns much cooler tomorrow. 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and as we do every Monday morning at this time, it is Mondays with the Mayor, with Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning, Ted. How are you doing? How
was
your Easter?
You beat me to it. I was going to ask you that. My Easter was great. I sang at Mass, and then I had a lot of time with family yesterday, so I had a good day. How about you?
Same. Went to church in the morning, spent time with family, spent time with friends, and I think that that's what it's about, reflecting on the Easter holiday and that he is risen.
No doubt. It is, new month. It's Monday. It's April already, and time just marches on. You got to, after a workshop last week, got another regular council meeting tomorrow, right?
We do. So we have three council meetings in the month of April, starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. And really, we have a lot on the agenda. So people should try to tune in to our Zoom meeting, or actually our YouTube meeting, or just come to City Hall at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I noticed one of the items on the agenda. You're talking about the Orpheum Theater downtown as we start to try to keep getting improvements going on there. And a CID is part of that, Community Improvement District.
That is correct. So a couple of weeks ago, we actually discussed this, and it passed by the council. So now it goes in front of the council yet again for a second opportunity for community to come out in support or in opposing it. So really, again, this is an opportunity to be very transparent that the process starts when we get the presentation 2 weeks to 3 weeks beforehand. Then it comes back to the council yet again for community input. But we expect this to pass. Again, this is an opportunity for people that go to the Orpheum to pay that additional nominal fee so that they can have improvements to the Orpheum. So this is not a general public tax. It's just for the facility itself.
Yeah, and it's one of those deals where it's kind of like the tax increment financing district works. The people that use that in that zone, in that area, are the ones that are financing some of the improvements that will go to that area.
That is correct. Again, this is an opportunity to see this more than 100-year-old building get the renovations that the community has asked for. But again, it's only those who patronize that facility that will be having this incremental fee.
Yeah, and like you said, it's been around for more than 100 years. It's our kind of our last great old huge theater, and we've tried for. I mean, the Orpheum is a nonprofit, so it's kind of been a trickle to get things improved. But I think hopefully this type of project with industrial revenue bonds and a CID could really finally start to take things forward in bigger steps.
I agree with you. Out of full disclosure, many years ago, I was a board member for the Orpheum Theater. So I remember this as a topic that we wanted as nonprofit board members to continue funding. And it's taken obviously a long time to get to this point. And under great leadership, now we have someone that wants to really put full throttle these improvements.
What else you got on the agenda tomorrow that'll take up our attention?
Sure. A couple of things. We have the vacancies on the council, how they should be filled. But another thing that comes in front of the council will be legal notices. So legal notices currently get published in two different places, both on our website and also published on the newspaper. And so it's a redundancy at the current moment. And again, our website has all of these ordinances and these legal notices that you can go back multiple years back so that you can research them and seek them out. And again, these are just legal notices for amendments and zoning changes. And this will go in front of the council. This is a $150,000 expense every single year. So again, we want to ask community. We've been trying to listen to community, see where we can find efficiencies in local government. And this is something that we have looked at. There has been talks about this for multiple years prior to me being in office, about this being something that could be a cost savings for the city. And again, this is something that we need to continue doing as we're about to face a budget shortfall next year.
We're coming up on you being in office for 3 months. Are things still new and unusual to you, or are you settling in?
I am settling in. I'm really enjoying going all around the city, welcoming folks to many different events, seeing these groundbreakings, the biomedical center in the next coming months, breaking ground to Exploration Place that just broke ground with their amphitheater, and then the next phase of their improvements. I'm just really excited about the things that are happening in the community, but we still have some challenges. As you know, today is the last day for our emergency winter shelter. And so this is going to be something that we will continue to find ways to try to help with our homeless population. And the emergency winter shelter, again, will close today, but there will be a community-wide resource event that will happen from 9:30 to 3 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church.
Yeah, and that is the next step in the transition to coming out of the winter emergency shelter and getting to what we do during the spring and the summer, and hopefully gearing up a plan for the next time cold weather comes around in a few months.
That's right. We really need to lean in with our community partners who are doing a lot of that great work to try to help our individuals who are facing housing insecurity to homelessness. And so we will continue leaning in to working and collaborating with partners to try to figure out solutions and plans moving forward.
Sounds good. Madam Mayor, we certainly appreciate your time every Monday morning. Have a great week.
Thank you, Ted. Have a great week.
That is Mayor Lily Wu with us live here on Mondays with the Mayor every Monday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Thank you to Madam Mayor Lily Wu. It is 7:43 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at, we have a local business update coming up from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll also be telling you about a Minnesota minor league baseball team, and some people are finding fault with some things going on there with a piggy. KNSS News Time is 7:44.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
.749 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we have a Wichita Business Journal update on the way. We'll see how Wichita ranks for downtown recovery after the pandemic. Check in on those numbers. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
One person on a motorcycle has died. This after a crash near Woodlawn and 47th South. That was yesterday afternoon. South of McConnell Air Force Base.
Two.
Yesterday was the final full day at the emergency winter homeless shelter in Wichita, 21st and Grove. It's closing down for the year after breakfast this morning.
One.
The annual White House Easter egg roll is today. 40,000 people expected as guests of the president and the first lady. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic conditions this morning. Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, you can see some dark skies. Not really seeing too much in the way of rain coming down, but you can expect a slick spot here and there. Any showers in the area are going to be pretty spotty at the moment. Otherwise, things looking okay at the moment. Just continue to watch for a traffic slowdown northbound I-235, approaching I-135 and the road construction there. That really is already starting to back up. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this new week, new month, April 1st. Warming up today, high of 75 degrees on a mostly cloudy and breezy day. And then we have a low pressure coming and approaching cold front, possibly strong thunderstorms in the area by early this evening. And rain overnight, too, possibility. Low down to 38 on a cooler night. And then tomorrow, rain showers lingering early tomorrow, and then a windy and cooler day on Tuesday. High tomorrow of only 56. Currently in Wichita, a bit of a gusty wind out of the south, some scattered light rain in the area. It is 66 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, hey, be prepared.
Could be sun, rain, cold, snow, whatever. When the Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. And be stylish, too. Hatman Jacks right there at the clock tower in Delano. And you can go online to hatmanjacks.com, a Wichita treasure, Hatman Jacks. 7:52, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it is time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Well, Wichita ranks among the strongest when it comes to downtown recovery after the pandemic. That's according to the latest Downtown Vitality Index from the Business Journals, analyzing a variety of metrics affecting downtown activity, trying to figure out which central business districts are best positioned for success after the pandemic. Wichita posted a Downtown Vitality Index score of nearly 67. That ranks it number 2 on the list among the 44 markets analyzed by the Business Journals, 100 being the top score. Wichita was second on the list at 67. Score is based on a weighted formula looking at a lot of factors, such as downtown office commercial real estate trends, urban central business district hotel occupancy, percentage of individuals working at home, downtown cell phone activity compared to the pre-pandemic, public transit ridership trends, and metro population growth momentum. So some of those factors, Wichita is looking pretty good compared to some other cities. The Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, opening an investigation into Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita after a year of production errors at the Wichita-based company that manufactures much of the Boeing's 737 MAX jet. Paxton said in a news release, the potential risks associated with certain airplane models are deeply concerning and potentially life-threatening to Texans. He goes on to say, I will hold any company responsible if they fail to maintain the standards required by the law. And he says he will do everything in my power to ensure manufacturers take passenger safety seriously. Of course, Spirit AeroSystems is Wichita's largest employer, and it does have a plant in Dallas. About 100 employees work in 3 buildings there. Spirit did buy the plant, specializing in maintenance, repair, and overhaul work for nacelle and flight control services. And Spirit bought that plant 4 years ago from Bombardier in Dallas. That is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal right here with Steve and Ted. More business news from the Business Journal coming up 1 hour from now right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. For a minor league baseball team in Minnesota, known for its history of outlandish promotions, well, the idea of renaming its longtime live pig mascot after the weight loss drug Ozempic, makes sense. St. Paul Saints quickly found out it didn't make sense to everyone to be amused by the pig's new name, Ozempig.
Okay.
Almost immediately after the team announced the name this week, ahead of opening day, criticism began pouring in on social media, which is what social media does, from people distressed by the name, saying it belittled people who are overweight. A team official says they understand why the name upset some, but no, they had good intentions in selecting the name and plan to stick with it despite online criticism. So the new mascot for the St. Paul Saints is Ozempig. Ozempig. 7:55 with Steve and Ted.
That was not where I thought that was going to go.
Hmm.
Not even slightly. Because you know, who cares what people say on social media? I thought almost surely whatever gigantic pharma corporation produces it, I don't know which one it is, I thought for sure the cease and desist would be coming from them straight away. That was my guess on where that was going to go, is it was going to wind up being a part of a gigantic lawsuit over the name.
Well,
wow.
If it does, that'll take years to
commence.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll be settled out of court and all of that.
It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, we will check with the we'll check with all sorts of things coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, including a live interview with Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern from the nation's capital, talk about the big White House Easter egg roll. We've got entertainment news in the Blur coming up this hour.
That's right. We'll have a little country music talk on the Blur, and we'll tell you about a fundraiser and some fallout from that, all coming up on the Blur here in just a little bit.
Looking forward to the 8 o'clock hour, new week, new month. It's Monday, April 1st. Glad you're with us, and we got another hour to go with 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.